This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The cyclorama of the American Civil War Battle of Atlanta has been on display in Atlanta's Grant Park for more than a century. And it's become both a tourist attraction and an educational resource. But we wondered, what do most people in Atlanta know about this iconic work of art?
Well, I know it's a circle, and I understand this is the world's largest oil painting.
It's a painting. It's a painting of the Battle of Atlanta.
I always thought it was associated with motorcycles or motocross.
It is a very large painting that's on a cylindrical canvas, and that's about it.
Okay, so most seem to know the basics. It's a large panorama painting. But with the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Atlanta underway, we wanted to find out a little bit more. We sat down with cyclorama tour guide Yakima Robinson and discovered 8 lesser-known facts about the city's famous painting. First, he told us Atlanta isn't the only city with a cyclorama.
Currently, there are 16 cycloramas in operation worldwide. However, in North America, there's only 2 functioning cycloramas. There's us, and then there's the Battle of Gettysburg cyclorama in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Fact number 2. Even though few cycloramas remain today, the paintings were once a popular form of entertainment.
Cycloramas served as the precursor of movies by way of telling stories solely with visual imagery. Cycloramas date back as early as 1785. First known cycloramas ever created were done in Europe. It was not until the mid to late 1800s where American producers and artists actually start to take wind of this popularity growth and, of course, the monetary benefits of bringing it over to the U.S. Our beloved Battle of Atlanta painting was, in fact, created during the late 1800s.
Moving on to fact number 3. Atlanta's cyclorama isn't actually the biggest panorama painting in the U.S.
The Battle of Gettysburg is now technically the largest, just by a few inches, as they have had some add-ons during their last major restoration to the exhibit.
Fact number 4. Even if it's not the biggest, the cyclorama is enormous.
The painting weighs 9,334 pounds. It covers an entire area of 16,000 square feet, which in fact, if taken down and laid completely flat, would literally be about the same size of a football field.
And fact number 5, the 3-dimensional diorama that you see at the foot of the cyclorama was built by the Works Progress Administration many years after the painting was finished.
It was during the Depression that the WPA proposed this project to the city in an effort to create jobs, and they did just that. Over 100 to 150 different artist jobs for local artists were created to bring about the diorama.
But as we'll learn for fact number 6, the original diorama wasn't made out of plastic like the one you'll see today.
It was actually crafted from real natural resources, real red Georgia clay, real grass and logs, things of that nature. However, due to the amount of deterioration and mold creation that developed, it created about 3 to 4 feet of the bottom of the painting that was beyond repair and had to be removed. It also attracted a number of insects inside the facility that were said to contribute to over 500 tiny holes made in the painting.
For our 7th fact, here's something you may not know about the 128 soldier statues that stand in the diorama. Many of them have the same face.
The faces were the faces of the artist that actually created them. There are only about 4 to 5 faces that have been used over and over again to create the soldier statues in the diorama.
Except there is one statue that's a little more unique. And that's our 8th and final fact. One soldier was made to resemble actor Clark Gable.
He was a friend of Mayor Hartsfield at the time, and Mr. Gable jokingly made the comment that if he was added to the exhibit, it would make the overall exhibit a whole lot better. Well, as a joke between Mayor Hartsfield and the artist, they created him as a dead Union soldier, which I'm pretty sure that's totally not what Mr. Gable had in mind.
Again, that was Cyclorama tour guide Yakima Robinson. To see a full list of the 8 facts we explored today, you can head to wabe.org/citycafe.